this Big Bob's Video Land? This is Gretchen Krauss. I want to rent a movie tape for the weekend.
Good morning.
Cans of chatter, I'm on the phone. I want an officer and a gentleman.
But she'll settle for a sailor and a six-pack.
Oh, that's great. I'll pick it up this afternoon. Thank you. Hot damn. Another weekend in front of the TV.
Oh, ever since you got that videotape machine, you haven't stepped outside.
Well, why should I go out on dates with losers when I can bring movie stars into the privacy of my own home?
In that case, maybe you should get Star Trek. Those guys love to go where no man has gone before.
You better watch it, Buster. Star Trek 4 could be the search for Benson.
Benson, Benson, Benson.
Clayton, Clayton, Clayton.
Well, I'm glad to see you're in a jovial mood. You're going to need a sense of humor when the governor gets a hold of you.
What are you bellyaching about now?
The Civic Center project. He's a little ticked off about the Marathon Brothers construction running over budget yet again.
Clayton, the governor does not hold me responsible for those cost overruns.
Don't be too sure, Mr. Budget Director.
Do you like him?
No, he's all yours. Good morning, Governor. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah, nice to see you again, Bronson.
For the 100th time, Benson.
Well, I'll get it right by the time I need your vote.
You can have him, too.
I hate to cut into your social hour, Benson. I have a little problem. Have you read this?
Mm-hmm.
State construction costs skyrocket. Gatling denies mismanagement.
Well, they gave it to us with both barrels, huh?
Us? What do you mean, us, Kemosabe? Where in there does it say Benson? The press is blaming me.
Hey, everybody, we got great news.
Yeah, little Pete got his first tooth.
Governor, with all due respect...
Oh, can it, Benson? I've had it up to here with your double talk.
Just what are you accusing me of?
The facts are you awarded several very important state contracts to Marathon Brothers Construction, and they went over budget every time.
Governor, I had no choice. Marathon gave the lowest bid.
Oh, wasn't that a coincidence? And who had charge of those sealed bids?
Well, you know damn well who had charge.
Yeah, I certainly do. And I am tired of covering up for your incompetence.
Me? Incompetent? Well, if that isn't the pot calling the kettle black.
Don't you try to make a racial thing out of this.
For goodness sakes, Governor, don't be so stupid.
Who'd like some fresh crumb cake?
Stupid? The only stupid thing I ever did was appoint you budget director.
And the only stupid thing I've ever done was accept your stupid appointment.
I just realized I don't want you to be my budget director anymore.
And I don't want you to be my governor anymore either. I quit!
Nobody quits on Eugene X. Gatling.
More bad news, Governor.
You're fired! Well, that's fine by me!
What are you all looking at? Governor Gatling. Governor. Governor.
Huh? Oh, I'm so glad you're here. What took you so long?
What are you talking about? It's been exactly 11 minutes since you called me.
Gee, you're in a rotten mood.
For 4 o'clock in the morning, this is a good mood. What's going on?
Well, I have some important news for you.
Why do we have to meet in an alley?
Hudson, if I went to your place or you came to my place, people would know that I hadn't really fired you.
Why couldn't you tell me this on the telephone?
Hudson, the whole idea of your going undercover is to keep our plans a secret. What if the bad guys had bugged your telephone?
Well, then they'd know we're meeting in an alley.
That's a good point.
So what's so important?
Well, I have been called out of town unexpectedly. I'll be gone 2 days.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, have a good time.
Oh, yeah. No, wait a minute. I want you to postpone the meeting with you know who until I get back.
Well, it's too late for that. I got an appointment with the Marathon Brothers tomorrow.
Don't say the name.
What, they bugged the alley?
Listen, Benson, you know what really gets me is the thought that my own lieutenant governor has been passing information to those birds.
Yeah, I know, but there's nothing we can do about it until we get some hard evidence. Now, if you don't mind, I'm very tired.
Wait,
I'm going home.
Wait a minute. I got something I want to give you.
A fountain pen?
No, actually, it's a miniature tape recorder disguised as a fountain pen.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does it work?
You just twist this to the left, and it's ready to go. The antenna's optional.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. The Attorney General said if we can get those birds on tape, we've got them cold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I've got a little spy camera for you here.
Good, good.
And some rubber bands.
Rubber bands, mm-hmm. What am I going to do with these?
Well, my grandfather always said no matter how prepared the man, he can always use a rubber band.
Sounds to me like your grandfather could have used a rubber room.
Well, actually, my Uncle Harry could use the rubber room. He thought he was Eleanor Roosevelt. Did I ever tell you that story?
No, why don't you tell me in the car?
No, I can't. We mustn't be seen leaving together.
Oh, what a shame. I'll miss the story. Good night.
Ah, Mr. DuBois, I'm glad you could come. I'm Augie Marathon. This is my brother, Gus. You're late.
Nice meeting you, too.
Please, sit down. I understand Governor Gatling has greatly maligned your reputation, huh?
Is that why you guys invited me here to help me relive unpleasant moments? You're wasting my time.
Stay, please. Gus. Please sit. Mr. DuBois, I have a proposition to make you a very rich man.
Oh, really? Hey, I'm all ears.
We need someone who has expertise in the area of multi-million-dollar government construction projects.
What are you talking about?
Well, like the new airport expansion job you've been working on.
Do go on.
Hey, what are you doing with that pen?
What? Oh. Nothing. This is, that's just a nervous habit.
I'll cut it out because it's making me nervous, huh? We need to see the sealed bids. Submitted by our competition for the new airport expansion project.
So what do you want me to do?
We want you to steal them.
Well, what you're asking me to do is illegal.
Just think of it as a aggressive marketing technique.
I don't know. I've never done anything like this before. You got anybody on the inside who could help me out?
Who says we already got a guy on the inside?
Oh, well, I just assume that you've used this marketing technique in the past.
Well, you assume too much. I think we've misjudged you. Thanks for your time. Goodbye.
Oh, come on, fellas. Don't get your pinstripes in a knot. I'm just having first felony jitters.
Do I take that to mean that our business proposition is acceptable to you?
Yeah. I'll steal the papers. Have them for you in a couple of days.
Tonight.
Tonight?
Governor's out of town. That should make it a lot easier for you to break into his office.
Yeah, you guys really know your marketing techniques, don't you?
Now, one bit of advice, DuBois. Don't disappoint us. You know what we do to employees who disappoint us?
Well, you guys really get cranky when you get disappointed, don't you?
somebody. Oh, Benson. I missed you, you big palooka.
Oh, and I have missed you, too.
If you ask me, you got a raw deal.
Well, I certainly appreciate the sentiments, Cross, but I got to be running along.
So what are you doing here, anyway?
No.
Oh, what is this?
What?
This. What? Let me see this. Confidential government papers. Benson.
No, it's not what you're thinking, Kraus.
I think you are trying to steal these papers.
Okay, so it's what you're thinking.
I can't believe you have turned against your own government. You are nothing but a low-down, sneaky spy.
Oh, Kraus, don't be so dramatic. Let me explain.
Spy! Spy! Spy!
Why do I always end up with this woman in my arms? Okay, Kraus, now. If I take my hand away, do you promise not to scream? Okay. You lied to me. You lied to me and you bit me. Now I'll have to get a rabies shot. At least let me explain.
Okay, so stop talking.
In the first place, the governor didn't fire me.
Come on, don't give me that malarkey. I saw him fire you.
No, that was part of the plan. I'm working undercover on a secret project.
Oh, yeah, sure. That makes sense to me. Spy!
Well, shut your mouth. Think. Have I ever lied to you?
No. All you ever did was insult me.
All right, what's going on in here?
Benson, what are you doing here, buddy? Hey, Clayton, come on. It's only Benson.
I was just guarding the hallway. In case someone tried to escape. What's going on here?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing is not a sufficient answer.
It's time they learn the truth.
No. Let's just keep this our little secret.
Not any longer.
It's between you and me.
The truth is that for the past 5 years, Benson and I have been having a secret thing.
You mean an affair?
You mean you and Benson? Wow. Wait till Denise hears about this.
I had no idea.
It's a surprise to everyone.
Well, I always kind of suspected it myself.
And now, if you would be so kind as to leave us alone.
Yeah, we have to take advantage of every stolen moment.
Have fun.
I'm leaving. Are you going to give me that love letter? Sugar shorts?
Oh, well, yeah. I guess so.
Thanks, Kraus. I owe you one. Clayton, get your mind out of the gutter.
You've done very well, Dubois. Welcome to the family.
Thank you. Hey, who says crime doesn't pay? I like this guy.
Mr. Marathon, your next appointment is on its way up in the private elevator.
Thanks, Rita. You'll excuse us, Mr. Dubois. We have a meeting with another member of our family.
Oh, I don't have to rush right on.
Oh, I'll call you when we got something for you.
Okay. I'll be on my way. In the private elevator.
If you don't mind, we'd like you to take the
public elevator.
Oh, but I like the decor in the private elevator so much.
Gus, how would you like to be the decor in the private elevator?
He has a way with words. Excuse me, Rita, right?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say hi and tell you that I'm part of the family now.
Terrific.
So, how long you been with us, Rita?
What is this, 20 questions? Oh.
Sorry, back to business. Actually, what I wanted to do was leave a message for the guy in the office. What's his name?
You mean Gus?
No.
Augie?
No. The guy who just came up in the elevator, what is his name?
Oh, I know his name, but you obviously don't. I'm going on my coffee break. When I get back, you better be history.
You big money to see her go five rounds with Krauss. Seven floors up.
$2,000. I was expecting a little more.
Hey, Jerry, we got expenses too, you know?
Yeah, last week was Mother's Day.
Man, get a picture of these clowns. I can safely assume that I have lost the element of surprise.
Hey, DuBois, what are you doing out there?
I can see my condo from here. I was getting some pictures. You know, for insurance purposes.
You set us up.
Look, we gotta get that camera. If anyone sees that picture, I'm through.
The next picture, you're gonna be a mugshot.
All right, get out of here. Decker will take care of this bum.
I'm warning you, don't come out here.
Why not?
There's gum on the ledge.
I'm gonna get you, DuBois.
Fine. Ruin your shoes.
Give me the camera.
No.
All right. Hold it right there. I'm gonna shoot.
You're bluffing. You ain't even got a gun.
Yeah?
I got a rubber band.
I'm hit.
Hey, you could have put his eye out.
Now you're a dead man.
Get back in. Get back in.
I'm coming for you, DuBois.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay.
Gus, I'm blind. I can't see. Oh.
Somebody help me.
Hang on, Gus. I'm coming. Hang on.
Hurry up. I'm slipping.
Okay. All right. Okay. Listen.
Oh, I'm not a crane, Gus.
Hey, get over here, quick.
I'm coming.
Come on.
I'm coming.
Hurry.
I'm coming. I'm here.
You got him?
Yeah, I got him. Good. You guys won't be needing me.
Wait. You're not going to leave us out here, are you?
Oh, no, yeah. Well, I got to run. You know, I got to get these pictures over to the Attorney General's office.
Well, what's going to happen to us?
Well, I imagine when he sees them, you guys are going to be in big trouble.
No, I mean, what if I lose my grip on Gus?
Oh, well, then only you will be in big trouble. Gus will be a big spot on the sidewalk.